Today's Words of Wisdom, The Reunion of Souls, will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. Known also by the indigenous Maori name of Aotearoa, meaning land of the long white cloud, New Zealand has a rich and fascinating history that reflects her Maori and European heritage. Her cities are very culturally diverse, with amazing Maori historic sites and taonga or treasures. New Zealand is endowed with extraordinary flora and fauna due to its relative remoteness and its island setting. It is also home to more than 125 species of birds, including the flightless nocturnal kiwi, New Zealand's well-known national symbol, the weka, the kea, and the kakapo, the world's largest parrot. New Zealand is also blessed with a diversity of natural beauty. Magnificent caves, glacier lakes, valleys, fjords, sandy beaches, and snow-capped peaks are among the country's many outstanding features. The New Zealand Sub-Antarctic Islands is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. During her Ocean of Love lecture tour in 2000, Supreme Master Ching Hai accepted the invitation of sincere truth aspirants to visit this beautiful country and share her wisdom and knowledge of the universe. Please enjoy the following lecture, entitled The Reunion of Souls, delivered by Supreme Master Ching Hai in Auckland, New Zealand, on April 27, 2000.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Is our destiny fixed?
Yes and no. Yes and no. There are two kinds of destiny. One is still in the store, waiting, and the other one is already written for this lifetime. And that's why you're born in certain family and have to walk the way you do and experience pain, pleasure the way you do. But even then, you can correct that. Once we go into a higher level, we can look down and see what's wrong in our life. And we can fix different department and make our life better. That's why meditation people, they become happier and their life smoother. They're clearer, you know, everything better for them automatically. Seek you first the kingdom of God, and all the things shall be added into you. That's what it means.
Can you please teach me how to love?
I can't. But you can teach yourself by going in the ocean of love, which you are, by remembering it, by going back into it, swimming in it every day, saturating yourself with blessing from heaven. Be loved by God, feel loved by our Father, then you will be loving automatically. I can't teach you, not even 1,000 years, because you are love incarnated. You are already love. No one can teach you. You just awaken, remember, walk the way you should be as a loving being, as a representative of God, then you will know love.
If a person who in a previous life has done some bad things, what should he do to liberate in this life, and where can he liberate to, and for how long?
The only thing you should do is just know yourself, okay? Doesn't matter how bad you have been in the past. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how long this hall has been dark. Tonight, they just lit the light and everything is brilliant again. Even if it has been dark here for 300 years, it doesn't matter at all. Get enlightened and everything else is clear.
Why is God so hidden, so hard to realize or hard to find?
He's not. My God, he's dying to come out to shake hands with you. Just you don't look for him. Quiet yourself like 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours a day. And then he appears immediately. Yeah? Just look into where God is and don't look into the world. Meditation means we retire from the world for a while. Yeah? Don't mean go into Himalaya, but retire inside. Forget the world, forget every trouble for a while. And then remember God, then God will come. Yes, honey? Finito?
Yes.
Cool.
Finito.
Yes, good. Thank you so much for your love and your patience.
Thank you.
You are a wonderful audience. You can take some fruit if you like to. You've been sitting so long, maybe you feel tired and dry. They are yours. Thank you and God bless you. God already does. Yeah, sit anywhere. You look like a mountain. Baby, come here. Here, you want some cake for your mother?
Oh,
okay. Well, then sit there if you want. So cute. So nice of kids to do this. So nice. Later we share, yeah?
Yeah.
We share all this, yeah? Make it dry and hang it there, yeah? Okay. Some people put them in tea. I don't recommend because some flour, I don't know if they're safe. Thank you, darling. Hey, baby. Yes. Yes. Thank you. You can help yourself to the candy here if you want. Thank you. Yes, yes. Wow, beautiful. Oh my God. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm sorry, guys, if you didn't come to the stage, but here it's fine. So, yeah. Come, you are so good. You know why you are so good? Because you are me. Yeah. We get on fabulously well because we are one. You know, the nature of the soul is not that I am here and I have one soul in here. It's not like that. My soul is bigger than just in here. It might be all over here. It might be all me, but it looks different. I know, it's not like, okay, God is one and everybody is one with God. It's not in that sense. It's in a sense that one individual can have a great soul that encompasses many so-called bodies. So we can happen to identify just like each other. Just like sometimes we have two persons, but we think exactly the same thing at the same moment. That is because that is one soul. Not because they are one with God or they are one with each other, but they are one soul, just like twin. You see, just like soulmate, something like that. But soulmate doesn't mean only one. It means a lot, can be a lot. There's some great soul that encompass a lot of other beings for their own purpose. Before we feel like brothers and sisters, we feel like one. Sometimes you feel very good with your sister or your brother, your mother, your father. Because that's you. You make it become family, but it's only one. One soul and many individuals. Repeat? No. It's all right. But that's why sometimes we say, I have affinity with that person. Oh, she's my soulmate, he's my soulmate. Because it's you. It is really you. I mean that your individual soul group in one soul, see what I mean? Apart that we are one with God and one with everybody else, we have also individual soul which can house many big group of people. It's just one soul. But it looks different. No, capito. Never mind. It's okay. You do understand. Yes. So that's why sometimes we feel so good with a group of people. See? The more we are with them, the more we feel strengthened. Because we are at home with ourselves. We are together. We peace together. You see? No wonder we work so well, huh? Can you imagine? You and me, huh? I love you so much. Sometimes I do miss you a lot. Some people, especially some people if I know long time, even like one of the residents die or something, I know I can see her anytime, but it's different. See what I mean? It's different, like, I cannot keep calling her coming down here visit me, you know, it's not fair. But when we're physically together, we can, see what I mean? And sometimes, so nice people that I also want to stay there with them forever. And just like, for example, now I invited some representative, some contact persons in my rooms, and we share some food, eat together. Well, they eat together. I share some food, and they eat together. And just so nice, it feels like family. And I feel like they're so good, and I also love to be around good people. It makes you feel good too. It makes you feel life is worth living, and everything you do is really worthwhile. It's really, really nice. So I also didn't want them to leave, and I also didn't want to leave New Zealand. I just get sentimental like that. And perhaps you do feel like that when we are not together, huh? And in some moments like that, I understand how you feel. But otherwise, most of the time, I don't feel the separateness between us at all. And I do not feel that the world needs me, even. I told you that many times. But it's difficult for you to understand. Yes. Some people keep telling me, oh, well, it's difficult to know if you are a true master or not. I say, hey, it's good. It's good that you don't know, and I don't have to work so hard. No problem. I only do it just because you know. You ask me to, and people ask me to. Okay, you tell. You look like me. Your nose in the middle of two eyes. You can't tell. Yeah? And I don't make miracles. I don't make anything to attract you at all. I just sit in a coffee shop sometimes drinking. And if you want, I come here sometimes, talk to you. At least we sit together and encouraging each other to not alone. Better than you sit there not alone, it's lonely, right? So, and then you have maybe more kids, work harder than before, have more money, some of you, better job, yeah? Or even if you have the same money, you know how to manage better. And you have more before. You travel more than you ever do before. And with the same money. Because you don't just know how to do things better. Yeah? And therefore, you're just happier. Mm? You have more than before. Even though it may be the same. You see, I have read an article in a magazine, How to Become a Millionaire. You want to hear? It is very logical, you know. We give a lot of money away, huh? Not a lot. For us, it's a lot, yeah? Well, actually, it is also a lot. Millions of dollars is not little money in this world, even though we can't compare to Bill Gates, you know. We are different Gates. We are also Gates. Yeah. Funny famine. Funny famine means the gate. Yeah, the gate to heaven. Yeah. The gate to the word of God. So, anyhow, we also gate, yeah? We also donate a lot of money for our capacity, yeah? And other people think also a lot. I mean, not a lot compared to a lot of other, a lot of people or World Bank, but a lot for what we earn, yeah? For the ordinary action of people. Yeah? Most people don't give like that. So I do give. And a lot of people think that I'm very rich. I am also, but I'm not as rich as they think I am, which is good. But if they have come to us, yeah, Suppose if they were me and have that kind of money, they won't look that rich and they won't be able to give that much. Not because they don't want to, just they don't know how to manage. You see? They don't know how to manage so that it will stretch out like that. So when I read that article, I think it's cool, you know. I did it all already, how to become a millionaire. I knew it all already. Because it's just natural. Some people have a natural. But it is because we also enlighten. Yeah? We also practice the enlightened way and the way of love. And we have very few want in this world. You see, just like the way you are now. Before, you have a lot, but you think you don't have enough. And now, however you have much, you can manage. You still can come to New Zealand or Thailand or wherever retreat, provided if you have holiday. Yeah, you can always manage. And that's the wonder. And you feel always enough. And you will feel always loved. I'm only one, but all of you feel that I love you alone. Love enough, or have enough love for everyone. It is because we practice the way of love. And we just know how to have enough. Just like how to save money to become richer. Not because you earn more money, not necessarily, but you save more. You want less, the unnecessary thing, and then you save more money. So when you save $1, just like you earn $1 more, and it's even better than earning $1 more. Because when you save $1, you don't need to go to work for that. You just cut out some unnecessary things. Before I go out and buy everything, now you have to think carefully. Before you go out and buy everything, now you go just straight to the tofu. Yeah. Save money, save time, save thinking. Yeah? Before I cook all kinds of things, now just tofu, chop choy. And then tomorrow, chop choy, tofu. Yeah, simple, huh? Simple life. Yeah? And before you go everywhere, maybe you need to book hotel for yourself and your husband, and it's a lot of money. Now you just pack a tent, come out there, yeah, to fresh air, natural. Oxygen, a lot around you, but you come under the tree, come on the grass, feel good, light, and economy. Awesome. Yeah, and we live together, we're happy. We don't need to stay in a big hotel to be happy. In fact, we're happier than when we stay in a big hotel. Yeah, because we have common ideas, interests, we love each other, and we just feel so good. And the nature, air and food, healthy, make us feel so good. You see? The money, you didn't earn more. You don't have to earn more money. You just know how to live your life. Because you have only one life, this life. Whether I say the truth or not, you have heaven or not, or you have reincarnation or not, this life is all you know, right? And if you don't manage well, you cannot live freely and you cannot feel happy about it. You have to do what you really want and what is good for you. Of course, you will tell me, then you can do anything you want. It's not true. What's good for you is what you should do. Vegetarian and healthy, right? Meditation calms your nerves, make you more bright and clever and loving. That's good for you. Yeah? It's not that you do anything you want. Of course, we can do anything we want. But what's good for us, that's the clever people would do. Saving money is better than earning money. Anything you save is like you earn. Except that you don't have to go out and work for it and pay tax on it even. See? Anything you earn is yours. And then you can do everything you want. You can give yourself something you like or give to the needy people. That's what we do. We do all the time. I do also. What I tell you, I do. I don't always do it so that it's written on the magazine. Most of the thing I do is not written in the magazine. It is written because some people happen to be there and know it and run report about it. Or it is official, you know, like concert, and everybody has to know. That's how it is. Otherwise, I do it every day. Every time, every chance. So that one of the attendants laughed at me. He said, "Master, how come this meal is so expensive? The most expensive restaurant I have ever seen." You know why? Because when we went in there, we've seen some homeless people. They're looking for garbage. And I gave them, you know, like $500. And this one, he said, "My God, just eating some French fry and two cola, that's it?"
$500. So he make jokes about it all the time. He said, okay, next time when you say you want to take me out, I know which is the most expensive restaurant. Most of the time we see homeless people that hang around there, or they look in for garbage and I cannot bear it. So I give them some, and I give what I have there. So he make joke. He say, what? We eat only two French fries and two medium cola. And then we even have to serve ourselves and even stand in line, and it's so expensive. So these things we do because we love other people, because they are us anyway. So there's nothing to talk about, yeah? But sometimes, of course, we write it in magazines because also other disciples need to learn, yeah, from the example. Also that most of the things I do are open. Yeah? So people can know. Just so we know the things that we do. Just like you tell me what you do. And so the news report what I do to you. So it just so that we get in touch, you know, like we know each other's way of life and things like that. Like knowing each other. Not because to boast for everybody else to know. If to boast for everybody else to know, we should put it in Reuters or, you know, like big news company, not just writing in our small magazine. But this is the way of life, that we do that all the time. It should be the way of life, and everyone should do that. And I'm very proud of you that you do that all the time. I know that. I know you do that individually. And still you have enough money to spare to come here, to go to retreat, or come see me whenever possible. You see, your life become richer or not? Yeah. I give all the time, I still have a lot. I mean, for me it's a lot. What do I need? When I come to see you, of course I wear this. Yeah, it's my own design, so just for fun. When I'm not with you, I just throw this quickly because it's heavy. I don't really like. And I eat maybe once or twice a day, whatever leftover or whatever new. If it's new, I eat. If leftover, I eat. What can I need? Yeah? That's why I still have a lot of money, because I don't spend much, not because I earn more. See, just like you. You earn just like before. You might even have more kids now than before, but you still have more money. You still feel life is more rich for you than before, right? Feel more satisfying, eh? More enough, right? Yeah, that is the trick. A lot of people who are millionaires, nobody knows. And everybody thinks to be a millionaire is difficult. It's not. And especially people who are already millionaire, they keep themselves that way because they are very natural, they're frugal. They don't even drive an expensive new car. They just buy second-hand cars so they don't have to pay luxury tax, for example. And they just drive normal cars. Most millionaires, they don't drive expensive cars. They drive, you know, reasonable, safe car, cheap even. Or anything that's safer, yeah? They don't really live the way we think millionaires should do, because otherwise their money go fast, even if you're a millionaire. So they save a lot, you know, they're looking for way to save, you know, like they go with what kind of car, have less petrol, yeah? Or they stay in some neighborhood or some house that they can afford, so that they don't drain out their savings. A lot of ways they just save here and there, their money is always stable, yes. And some people who don't earn a lot but spend a lot, go with fast car and all that, they really have a lot, but a lot of credit, you know. A lot of mortgage and debt. And the millionaire people who drive normal car because they know how to organize their life so they don't be in debt, yes. A lot of millionaires live next door to you, you don't know. Because they don't flash around. Yeah. They know what they're doing. They know the value of money. And they don't just always spend. It's just their natural that way. And that's why they become rich. They're naturally rich. They naturally know how to handle money. Yeah. They know how to organize their money. Yeah, they don't spend all their earnings. You see, they leave some for investment. And then just in no time you become rich. Yeah, For example, you put $10,000 today, 10 years later, it becomes $50,000. Invest in some bank. That is slow, for example. But otherwise, they go and risk and do their own business. And that's how they become faster and rich. But it's more risky. But that's life, yeah? Either you take risk or you just, you know, live ordinary, very slow, and day to day, just earn that much money. But still, if you can manage well, you're okay. Life is more simple now, yeah? Tofu is cheaper than beef, no? Just a little bit different, this piece of tofu instead of that piece of meat. We're healthy, you're okay? Now look at the lady, you know, MC, she's so beautiful. I told her many times, stand by for a photograph. But all of you look good too. And I'm proud of you. You're proud of yourself. Come on, say, I'm vegetarian. Look at me. Right? That's good. You're very beautiful.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food. Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
Once you're beautiful inside, people see you beautiful outside. That is normally the case. Yeah. But continue with your practice. Your life is better and better. I need not to tell you. I'm just saying that in case somebody don't know yet, they can verify with you. Your life is an example of love and of spiritual, now you say, blessing. There's no need to even preach to anyone. Yeah? But just look at your life, the way you walk your life, the way you present yourself to the world. That's just better than thousands of books talking about spiritual issues. You are the book. You are the best example, best doctrine, best religious theory ever present to anybody. There was a story in Mexico. There was a master a long time ago. He's very famous. Professor Crawford, right? A Mexican. And he told a story to his disciples. Like, there were two men in the same group, and one is very, very diligent. And he went to the church every Sunday, and he was the first one in line to, you know, in any holy activities, in the last one to leave, never missed any opportunity to go to the church. But he never does anything else. And one guy, he never goes to the church, but he go to work every day, and he does whatever is his duty. And then whatever he earned, he take care of his family, also give away to the poor people. Yeah. And even he even give to the church too, to repair the church. So, Professor Cottle say that the man who never went to the church, that guy is holy. That guy is already a church himself. But the guy who goes to the church every day, he just goes there. But everybody respects the guys who go to the church very much, thinking he's very holy. And think lowly of the guy who never went to the church. But actually, he's going out to take care of all the churches, you know, in his area, whatever he can do. And he sometimes works extra so that he can earn a little more extra money, so that he can give to whoever again. That's what he does every day. So the master said, the first one go to the church, all right. But the second one, he's the church himself. Yes. So we can be a churchgoer or a church. Yeah, it's up to us. I think all of you are the churches. I don't need to build any churches. So people ask me, why you don't have any church or any temple? I say, I have no need. I have millions of them running around. Yeah. I say nowadays is modern time, fast technology. Everything is mobile. Mobile phone, mobile home, mobile car, mobile temple. Yeah, you are my mobile temple. Yeah. We can communicate anytime, go anywhere, very flexible. Yeah, a brick builds is only fixed in one place. Yeah, we run around. We are the run around temple. That's very cool. I was thinking of something else. I forgot. Yeah, wow, just the same thing. But I forgot, it's gone. Sometimes it comes so fast, you know, the inspiration from the Master, from God, comes so fast, my mouth can't talk quick. I already talk faster and faster every day already. You meet me like 10 years or 15 years ago, I don't talk like this. I talk like you, like, hello, Master. How are you? So nice to see you. See? Now I talk, hello, how are you? Okay? Okay, fine. Yeah, talk quick, I don't have time. Yeah, I talk on the phone like that too, because so many things to do. And when I talk, you know, with you, sometimes I talk so fast. That's why we need tape, so that you can review and listen to what did she say before. Yes. Yeah. Talking, everybody can, but living what you talk is harder. And you can do all that. You can talk as well, and you can do it as well. And that's what's great about you. I told you I came to make you great. Yeah? Whether I'm great or not, there's no consequence. I'm only one. Yeah. The great master, a great teacher, is not the one who makes himself great, but to make everybody else great. Yeah, right. If your students are good, that means you're good. Otherwise, it's not good. You're used. Huh? So, whether I'm great or not, doesn't matter. As long as you're great, it's fine. And if by your grace, by your greatness, I become so great, then thank you very much. I like that too. But to tell you honestly, if all the world is enlightened, I would be happy just to be a private citizen.
Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centres near you.
We thank you for your presence for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Join us again tomorrow for another enlightening lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Look Within to See Our Real Self. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Golden Age Technology. Up next, right after Noteworthy News. May divine love and light be with you.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.